This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Timothy. Tim. Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Joysters.
We are here to spread love.
We are.
And joy.
What a week it has been.
Oh, what a week. I don't even know where to begin. With the election.
There's not going to be. I refuse to spend too much time on what happened this week. I'm still in shock. I don't know how anyone else is feeling.
I got a lurgy after the election.
Oh, did you?
I got trumped.
You got trumped in your nasal passages. Yes. Wow, what a week.
What a week. I don't even know where to begin. You know what? To all those people, and we're going to obviously going to get a lot of people sending through messages this morning. Facebook
they might
is
be over it.
No,
yeah,
I think people could be.
I
think it's a couple more days yet. I've just looked at Facebook. It's still going.
Might be over it. But look, I'm going to insist that we go with the peaceful transition of power and accept what's happened and be positive.
Well, I think the only thing that's constant in life is change, right?
We can't do anything about it.
So we have to adapt.
So we have to adapt and we have to manage our expectations.
Dig your heels in all you like. It's not going to get anywhere.
I can't make head or ass of it. To be quite honest, I cannot still to this, like watching it for 18 months, every day, it was like the most bizarre reality TV show I've ever watched. Part of me is a little sad that it's over, to be
honest. Well, it's not. That's the thing. The reality show keeps going.
Can I just say...
It's just moved into a bigger house.
In the Herald Sun today, we've got the Trump dynasty moving into the White House. And can I just... Isn't it a little bit... It's like a little bit like the Addams Family, isn't it?
Well...
Moving in there. They're quite creepy, all of them. All of them are quite creepy. I'll throw it out there. The Herald Sun's been really nice and saying, oh, stunning children and whatever. They're actually quite creepy.
They are a bit creepy. They do look like they're straight out of the old 80s television show, Dynasty.
And what's with Melania? What's it, Melania? She's been in the country for 16 years and can't speak a word of English. Oh, what is that about?
Oh, I don't know. That's a bit...
She looks good, though, doesn't she? She looks lovely. How many kids does he have?
I've seen more of her than I need to see for my first lady.
Okay, so for ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Dean Murphy was very invested in Hillary becoming the next president of the United States of America.
When they go low, we go high.
Oh, right. Okay, so he's with her.
I'm with her. I'm still with her, actually.
I was with her too, but what happened, and fundamentally as a woman, he offends every ounce of my being. He really does. Well, I haven't got any choice. I got so upset about it on Wednesday. I could barely speak on the way home and had a little tear because I was so frustrated that would happen. But since then... I've realised half of the country voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of educated people voted for him as well. And she doesn't represent change.
Here's the thing. Only 100 million out of 350 million voted. So it's not even a third voted, right? So you got 50 million.
Half of the people that voted is what I meant. So yeah. 50 million people is a lot of people.
So when they all complain about Donald Trump, don't complain. Two-thirds of you didn't even get out and vote.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very strange system.
It's a weird-ass system.
To me, though, what I think is very interesting is that he played the much smarter game.
He's a businessman.
Yeah. And he played the game much better than she did.
I'm actually said to Anna on the way in here that I'm still not convinced that he's not a Democratic plant.
Dean's a conspiracy theorist.
I like to think that he was a Democrat who you know, made out that he was a Republican. And didn't think he was going to get that far. Just threw a spanner in the works. Now he's there and all his democratic nice qualities will come out. Who knows?
Well, anyway, time will tell. I'm sorry. That's our election wrap-up. We're over it.
Hope you loved it. If you're not doing anything today, head down to the Taste of Melbourne Festival, which is on Albert
there?
Park Lake. It's fabulous.
Oh, is it all weekend?
It's on all weekend and it's really good. Uh-huh. It's really, really good. I was down there yesterday. I had a little gander.
A little gander.
Yeah.
Did you have a little taste?
I did have a little taste. You can wander around.
What did you taste?
What does Melbourne taste like? Just,
there's lots of different things. There was like lots of varieties of cakes and cheeses and whatever and wines and whatever. And you can go down and walk in, pay your money and off you go.
What time are they open till?
Oh, they're open all day. All night.
Sounds like a little. It sounds like we've got something to give away, but we don't.
I would take a little. I would take a little cardigan or a japara if you can, because it's right near Albert Park Lake and can get a little cold.
A cardi or a japara. I've been to the Taste of Melbourne Festival once before, and it was.
I don't know either.
No, I was going to say cardigan or a japara. To see you in both,
but that was good down there.
Oh, break out your akubra hat.
Joy 94.9. We don't know whether it, I don't know whether it is.
Of the world as we know it.
Why are we playing that? Well, you know, the last couple of days has been a bit.
Fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Everyone's fine. You're breathing.
Apart from a nagging cough and a bit of a snozzle.
Well, it's not about you. It's about the people.
Sniffle.
Facebook was alive during the last couple of days with people. You know, a lot of Australians going, oh my God, Donald Trump's in. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. He's going to blow everything up. Well, I don't know whether it is, but if it is.
What are you going to get done?
What do you need to get done? What's on your bucket list? That's what we want to know this morning, because I know this thing, it makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, if it was the end of the world, I mean, Facebook is gospel. If it was the end of the world, what would you do?
Well, I think out of these things, you should always try and find a positive in everything. And I'll put my hand up and say I was swept up in like fear and negativity on the other day. Like definitely got a bit sort of apprehensive about the whole thing. But since then, I've sort of gone, well, like you just got to appreciate every day,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
And it's kind of for me personally, like bucket list items, it's given me a little bit more, I don't know, whether it's gusto or just sense of fearlessness about my stand-up. That's a big thing for me. Like, but it's like I was putting so much, I was getting so afraid of doing that. Now I'm like,
so you, there you go. There's the blessing in Donald Trump. It's made you stand up.
Stand
even
up.
Even further than what you were doing before.
Yeah.
With a couple of good lines that I wrote in there. You're doing fine.
With some help from the people.
You're doing fine now.
I get by with a little
so
help.
So what would you do?
Friends.
What is on your bucket list, people? Let us know. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au.
Yeah, because if you believe everything you read on Facebook, you would think that the end of the world is happening. You know? Like, so we want to turn it around.
What's on your bucket list, Tim?
Well, I wouldn't mind getting over to Europe. I also need to get my car serviced. That's not really bucket list, is
no,
it?
No, that's that is bucket list.
Well, okay, great.
Not the car bit.
Oh, right.
I'd like, I'd like to do a tapestry piece, actually.
Anyway. Would you?
Yeah, no, not really. But listen, there's been some. You know,
and your
cardigan? You know how to, out of all drama and fear and adversity and stuff like that, there's some funny stuff comes out of it. I just want to bring to your attention some of the memes that I've seen over the last couple of days. This one was a photo of President, like Donald Trump next to Barack Obama, and underneath it, it's got orange is the new black.
I love that. That actually made me really happy.
Then you've got one, it's Donald Trump with his hair blowing, and it's a piece of corn with the top of the corn with its hair blowing. And it's got underneath it, who wore it better?
One of my favourites had Great Britain. The rest of the world can't believe how badly we messed this up with Brexit. USA, hold my drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one, watch this. Yeah.
This one says, some people hate Donald Trump. Some people hate Hillary Clinton. Everyone hates cardio.
Oh, they do. Do you know what? They do. But it's just one of those things you have to do.
Funny people.
The necessary evil.
But we are talking about the end of the world. If you've got a bucket list thing that you'd like to do before Donald Trump destroys us all, let
maybe
us know.
Maybe we can inspire you to get it done.
Yeah. We are talking the end of the world because Donald Trump has become president. And
Donald Trump really has.
He didn't really talk about the end of the world, but most people are saying that, over the last couple of days, it's been doom and gloom. Oh, it's the end of the world. I don't think it is. But
it's a good time to get your bucket list out.
Why not?
And tick some things off.
Absolutely.
Time is of the essence. None of us are getting out of here alive or any younger.
We've had lots of messages coming through. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. Bucket list stuff. Alexis Chiara, is it?
Yes, there's my bucket list. Accepted a voluntary redundancy package after 17 and a half years from working in one organisation.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Amazing. Laser eye surgery just before Christmas.
Of course.
Fabulous. Volunteer role at Switchboard in February 2017.
Oh,
I'm happy and free. Love your show. Happy Friday.
Oh, you're amazing.
You are an inspiration.
We also had Frank send a message through from Canada.
Bucket list is travelling to England and Australia.
Oh, come over, Frank. Come over here and join us.
And when you come, come and see us on a Friday. We'd love to have you in here, long-time listener.
It'll ruin the illusion, won't it?
Or maybe we'll give you a little transistor radio and you can listen to it from Hungry Jack's down the road.
Yeah, maybe. NRL superstar Jarryd Hayne.
Oh, I worry about the NRL.
He's been left a little red-faced after porn was shown to a group of high school students when his mobile phone was used during a cybersecurity seminar.
Of course,
right?
Of course.
Hayne was attending the online safety awareness seminar on the Gold Coast, shown when a cyber expert took his phone and showed students the browsing history. We've all done that. The history was broadcast on a large screen and featured mostly sports photos. The large screen then jumped to displaying images from website Pornhub in front of the 200-plus students at Robina High School.
You know, you'd think the cybersecurity guy would be across the golden rule. Yes. When you grab somebody's mobile phone, don't swipe right.
Don't swipe it.
Don't. Be very careful. Well, if they're showing you a photo, that's what you look at. You don't keep going.
The crowd went mental. The kids erupted.
Of course they did.
Can you imagine that?
Ah, look at that.
There was titties galore up there and things going on. Anyway, the cyber guy has said one of the kids latched onto the Wi-Fi. And it came from one of the kids. So they're defending the NRL star, saying it wasn't him. Anyway, I think it's fabulous.
I think
fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. What a great story. And as a 13-year-old, you'd love it, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
The best thing that happened all year.
Oh, tickled pink.
Tickled pink. I love notes on the people leave for you.
Yeah, look, this week has been interesting for me because I generally work in my car on the road, you know, I'm a rep. So I don't understand office politics a lot. Mm. And I always find it very interesting when it happens. The other day, because I'm in this new job, so they said, look, the directors are coming in the morning, so they'll be parked probably in the spot. So when you come in, just go further down. There's another level and you can go down and park down there. So I get in there, 20 to 9 the other morning, go downstairs, and I'm like, there's no, you know, I can't see the signs representing my company. So I went right down to the bottom and just found a park because everything else has got a label on it, like a sticker or whatever. And so I just parked in one that didn't have anything in it.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah.
It's open slather.
Yeah.
You would think. So then I came.
Clearly not.
I came out of the car, out at the end of the day to go towards my car with somebody else in the lift. And the doors have opened. There's my car parked right, like with three levels down. And there's this dirty great big sign on my
your car.
And it's just me and another guy going to his car. So I've gone, oh, right, shocked. And it's gone, you have parked illegally in my spot I pay for.
There's no name on it.
Ooh.
So I feel horrified, right? And I don't really know what to do because I won't work in there every day. And I'm not sure that anyone's, like, sitting around trying to find out who I am or whether I should put a note back in the spot and say, I'm terribly sorry. I knew. I thought this was a free park. Is that what I must?
You should put a label on it. Where's your name?
Oh, you're going the hostile angle. Yeah,
don't make friends there.
name
badge on
I'd
it.
Buy like a box of chocolates and leave a little note
That's
and say,
what I was
I'm
thinking.
Very sorry.
I'd buy them a box of tissues and say, here's a tissue for your issue. Now get the hell over it.
You're very hostile. Now, you remind me of what happened here in this article.
What happened?
You know, it's the office politics thing with food in fridges and stuff.
It's the same at the other place that I work.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Massive fridge with massive labels.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off it. Ooh. Clean up the mustard.
Clean up the... Clean up the mustard.
There's all that going on, yep.
Sorry, that's just tipped me over the edge. But anyway, this was left. Somebody took to one guy's ham.
Oh, what?
In a workplace. Wayne was the victim of theft.
Oh, poor Wayne.
And he's decided, right, I'm going to tackle this head on. So he's left a note.
Wayne left the note?
Wayne's left a note attached to the fridge and just said, to whoever ate the ham out of the fridge yesterday, could you please leave me a note letting me know how it was?
Was there any response?
Yes, and someone's got back and said, a little salty, 6 out of 10.
You remember ages ago we talked about the two penguins, Dottie and Zee?
Yes.
In the German zoo.
I love them.
They're a little gay couple, been together for a decade now.
Congratulations.
10 years to Dottie and Zee.
10 years.
Look at you two go.
And who said gay relationships don't last?
No, but out of the 10 penguins at the zoo, 10 pairs.
Three pairs.
Three, which are gay male penguins.
Oh.
Been in long-term relationships.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Aren't they an inspiration? They should be an inspiration to all gay relationships out there.
Send them out for Mardi Gras and head off the parade.
I want to know what their secret of success is, staying together for that long.
Maybe they don't go to trough.
Yeah. It's time for Last Man Standing.
Yes, and if you're wondering, yes, we are early, but that's because people are busy and we have things to do. I've got to duck off, so let's make this snappy.
Right then. Straight to the point.
Oh, I've never seen her so excited, yeah. Like getting out of anywhere.
Okay,
no,
so...
Can I just say, I'm mad for games, but it's become very apparent in my older age that I'm not very good at them. I always lose. I even lose to a four-year-old playing Uno.
Well, the score is 11-9.
I know.
Not that you always lose.
No, I lose a lot more than I win.
You're a big loser.
It's just showing us you lose more
than
you win.
Say, enough of the big, okay? Just loser was enough. It's okay.
All right, let's get on with it.
All right, so, Dean, because you won last week, you're kicking us off.
Yes.
So, today's topic is other ways to describe making love.
Rooting.
Thumping.
Doing the do.
Bonking.
Rumpy pumpy.
Rogering.
Get over here and knock one off.
Get some pork on your foot.
This is really hard. Oh, that's ridiculous. That was hard without swearing.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, sorry about that.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations, someone who doesn't win.
I love a bit of pork on the fork.
I like a bit of rumpy pumpy.
Oh, sorry, that just brought
that
my...
That was really hard to
cough
do
right
without...
up, but I am the victor of that game.
When are you leaving?
Now.
In a minute? Okay. Go. Murphy's Law this morning. Mine is Anna Murphy, who's had to race off to a new job. God bless her.
Good girl for showing up well on the first week.
First time she's been on time for anything.
Yes. Next week will be a different story.
25 past 8. Heading for a top of 22 degrees today. Now, something caught me off guard. I was actually going to be nice to Anna, and then I saw this.
Oh.
And I thought it's just distracted me completely. Has Toblerone changed its shape?
Yes.
What the hell is going on there?
Yes.
So, what, instead of the chunky triangles
that we all
loved forever and you can snap it off.
Easy.
What have they done now?
They've still triangles, but the triangles aren't as close together, meaning that there's less volume of chocolate and goody yumness.
Wow. So they've taken out all the goodness and made it like a wall that Donald Trump would build.
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. Budget cuts, I say.
Oh, that's actually made me really sad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's awful, isn't it?
It's terrible. You can't just... Why do they do that?
See, what you want to do, though, you want to go quickly to the airport and get those big...
The big ones.
From the airport.
A lot of them.
Because they won't have changed yet.
Anyway. I know it sounds ridiculous, but we all love a good Toblerone, and it's just destroyed it.
Hasn't it?
Well, Shane's joined us in the studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to talk into the mic? Probably good. What do you think of that? Toblerone.
Well, I think it's disgusting. Toblerone's my favourite chocolate.
Oh, it's my favourite as well.
And it's because the pound has fallen so much in value, they can't afford the ingredients.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's called the Brexit Toblerone.
Wow. And if it keeps falling because of Donald Trump,
we'll end up with the wrapper.
That's it. Just a wrapper and this tiny little frail, sad piece of chocolate.
Thin strip of chocolate.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.